Hello, everyone, and welcome to 12 Minutes, the hour-long CNN news special that it takes exactly 12 minutes and the rest is occupied by commercial slots. Tonight on the show, we have longtime cowboy and Bernie Sanders supporter, Clem Valentine. Clem?
Hey, how you doing there tonight? Thanks so much for having me.
Clem is well known for speaking in volumes much louder than I am speaking, as well as being a cowboy who is a big supporter of Bernie Sanders. Is that correct, Clem?
Huge supporter. Hey, Burn Dog is everything to me. So yeah, big time.
I hear that you and your group call him West Side Bernie. Can you tell me the story behind that?
Yeah, so basically we live on the west side of Texas in the summers, and then in the colder summers, we live on the west side of Texas as well. And so we watched a segment that he did about Vermont maple syrup. And so we're like, West Side Bernie, okay, I like that. So that's kind of how it stuck.
And the people of America seem to like that too. They've responded quite well to your message. I'm going to go ahead and read one of your tweets that your official political campaign has posted. And I'd like you to comment on that if that's all right.
Okay.
This one says, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I like Bernie, and so should we. Then it goes on to spell the rest of the alphabet. What did that mean exactly?
Well, let me tell you, there's a couple meanings, okay? The first part of the alphabet was an acronym, okay?
Oh.
So it stood for A, but can't double time. You got to get kind of where that's going. So, and I think that... That just shows that Bernie is for the people, you know, than for all of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, the funny thing is the first draft, it was, you know, Bernie, we like Bernie. How about also we should pee? And that didn't work. So we had to change
it. I'm sorry, I keep laughing. My producer keeps tickling my feet. That's incredible. That's incredible. Well, so really what caught our attention to get you on our show, Clem, was the fact that you have a viral video, correct me if I'm wrong, a viral video you online crashing Bernie Sanders' wedding. Is that right?
Yeah, it is true.
What was the inspiration for you to crash Senator Sanders' wedding?
Two words, Bill Murray. If you want me to do a longer word.
I can
do some longer words. So,
give me the longest words that you know, please.
Pudding.
Holy.
Cowboy booch.
Oh, my God.
The section is a word I don't know what it means, but my niche did something with frog in biology class. Bernie Sanders for president. That's all one word.
Clem, if you don't, I'm being told that Bernie Sanders for president is actually four words.
I swear to God, you shut your dumb mouth. That is impossible.
And this actually brings me right into my next question, Clem. Republicans are saying that you are a cheap gimmick meant to get Democrats to vote, you know, the blue-collar working Democrats to vote Democratic, and you don't actually know what the phrase Bernie Sanders for president means. That was Tommy from the second grade.
I swear
yes.
to God, Tommy has been sneaking into my pastures and tipping my cows for too long, and now he's gonna come over here and tell me I don't know what words are when obviously I have the best vocabulary in the whole place, man. You get it?
In the whole place.
Man, I don't.
It does show that voters vote on two issues. One, gun control. And two,
gun control.
Best
we
words
need
in
a
the place.
Yeah, gun control. We need a floss. It's important.
Yeah, and so what are your what is your stance on gum control?
I think that people should be forced to floss their teeth. Because gums are so big time. Okay, horses have them, so that makes them inexplicably more important to me and my family. I don't think I need to say anything else on the matter, you know?
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah, right. So, back to why we have you here. We're going to play a video.
Okay.
And this is about 10 minutes into you crashing Senator Sanders' wedding. Now, I'll remind you, it's been a few years now. police were called at this point.
Right.
They were coming. Right. The bride was already covered in the infamous watermelon smoothie drink that they
had.
There are not one, not two, but three pigs running around
That's
the wedding.
True.
And on top of that, Tobey Maguire is doing his best Christopher Walken impression in the background.
That was interesting because he also crashed a wedding. Everybody knows that ever since he did the weird emo dance in Spider-Man 3, he's been blacklisted from those social events. So
that's why we brought you here, is to speak on Tobey Maguire's crashing of weddings, because he seems to be doing it a lot lately.
Yeah, he did Tom Cruise's first through sixth wedding.
Right.
And some other ones, too.
He was not there at the fourth, noticeably.
Yeah, that was weird. I think that he was trying to find Leo to get his check from the Great Gatsby, and he didn't know where he lived, so.
So we're going to roll the clip now. This is right when you are talking about why Titanic was not a very good movie, if you remember.
Yeah, that's definitely the first thing I said when I crashed the wedding, so I'm glad that you brought that up for sure.
All right, Jory, can you go ahead and play? Yep. Okay, all right, here we go. And we're on.
Yee-haw, okay, Matilda, Steven, Sally, yo, squeak, squeal, I'm big. Bernie, okay.
Matilda, grab the pigs. Grab the ceremonial wedding pigs. Grab them, Matilda. I'm serious. If you don't get those pigs, you're not getting married today. Oh, I'm serious.
Bernie, you need to calm down.
Right. Sorry, when I yell, I lose my Jewish accent. It's something that for too long, the working class people have been giving up their accents to the people who are yelling too loud.
Bernie, we haven't met. My name is Clem, and I'm a big fan of the Titanic and all things painting me one by like one of your French girls. Toby needs to be excommunicated from the country. Can we do that?
Toby Maguire has been a delight since he crashed this wedding. I did not know he was on the list. He certainly was under. He was part of the 99% that was on this list. The 99% of people of America were invited to it.
I agree. Bernie, here's the thing, man. You're 92, probably. I don't understand why you're getting married again in the first place. Secondly, why wasn't I invited?
Well, Clem, if you remember, you did not see my third Spider-Man film, which personally I believe was the best Spider-Man film.
Toby, I swear to God, if you talk to me one more time, I will kill you in the butt. Now, Bernie.
At this moment, a pig runs into Toby, impaling him in the stomach.
Squeak!
This is why we only allow pigs of the working class here. They get the job done. They are really the brute force of America.
They are young, scrappy, and hungry, as my good friend Linda Manuel Marind wrote.
Daddy, who is this man? Who's this man crashing my wedding?
Okay, now, Miss Sanders, are you related to Colonel Sanders? That's neither here nor there. That's something that I don't...
Where I get my fortune is none of your concern.
Oh, so you got a lot of money then. You got a lot of money then. You couldn't put me on the guest list.
I'm so confused by what race you are right now, by the voice you're using. Can you stop, please?
I don't see race because I'm an American. I'm not a Republican, and I'm not an astronaut. I don't subscribe to any sort of social dysentery. Okay? So, Bernie.
Melinda, stop laughing at his joke. Clem, the fact of the matter is you were not invited to this wedding. I don't understand why you're here or what you represent. I'm waving my arms wildly in the air right now. What you represent for the people that you are? Who are you representing? Who are you representing, Clem?
I represent you in a sense, and also because you kind of look like the Back to the Future professor if he did a lot of crack. So I guess I kind of represent him and Mary J. Blige was the star of that movie. So yeah.
Is that your closing comment before I see you out of this wedding?
I would like to see you out of this wedding, too. That's so nice of you to say.
You can't do... Hey, No, unhand me at this moment. All of the Bernie Sanders wedding guards are grabbing Bernie and trying to escort him out of the wedding.
Okay.
All right.
Now let's get this party started. GJ, hit that track.
All right, and that's the end of the clip. There you are playing a fiddle on top of Run DMC's Get Tricky.
Yeah, that was fun.
And so have you spoken to Senator Sanders since that event?
I've been writing him letters every other day for about 6 months now, and I've yet to receive a reply. I don't know exactly how to use the mail, so I've just been putting Mr. Sanders on the title and just giving it to my pet pig. And so,
and interestingly enough, Porky has come to us with these letters.
Really?
We've seen all of them. And I'm not, Clem, I am a bit worried about your mental health. Some of these letters have things that I am worried about.
Okay.
And so if you look out into the audience, you'll see that we have your wife and all three of your adopted children here.
Oh my gosh. Hello, Stephanie and the kid. And the other two.
His name is just the kid.
Yeah, it's challenging out here for a player. So, yeah, he's the kid.
So, I'm gonna read one of these letters.
Okay.
And I'm gonna give you a chance to respond. You go ahead and stop me whenever you would like to respond to anything you've written, in case your feelings have changed, in case you feel that you need to explain yourself a little bit better.
Okay, that's understandable.
All right. Does that sound like a proper improv format for you?
I don't know how to spell any of those words, but yeah.
Alrighty, so here we go.
Yeah. Okay.
Dear Bernie Sanders, I am writing this letter to you from the interior of an H&M dressing room.
Yeah, it's a good day. That was a good day.
Sorry that I've taken so long to write you. How was your summer? I hope it was well.
Funny thing about that is a fun line, because it's just like, I wanted him to know that I had a good summer. And like, I wanted him to think that I was cool so he would respond to me. That's why, you know? So I drew, if you want to look to the left, there's a little picture that I drew.
Oh,
do you want to tell them what that is?
Yeah. This looks like... Oh my, is that Donkey Kong?
Yeah.
That's Donkey Kong writing from a ceiling fan. The ceiling fan has a little speech bubble coming out of it. And it says, "This shit's bananas."
Yeah. You know, Gwen Stefani is my favorite artist. So I think that's
And fun. I do see that you've included that as a footnote here. It says at the end of Have a Great Summer, it says, see footnote one. Gwen Stefani is my favorite artist.
If you're not using Chicago style format in a letter, then are you even, do you care?
Which is interesting to me that you say that, Clem.
Right.
Because in the second paragraph here, you have styled the entire.
Yeah. That's for the kid. He liked that.
For the kid here in the audience?
Yeah. No, my son, the kid.
We're going to bring him on right now, actually.
Please, dude. That sounds like so much fun.
The kid has a few things to say. Let's all give a warm welcome to the kid.
Okay. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much for having me.
The kid, hello. How should I address you?
You can call me the.
Okay, the.
Yay, thank
you.
So,
Your presence in Clem's life has been something of a mystery for the last 15 years or so.
That's true. The kid, come on. Don't be shy.
Clem, please allow the kid to talk during this.
Okay. Segment. Okay, fine.
We're already well over our 12-minute mark.
Hey, and it's good TV.
We hope so. Most of this is going to be used as an inspiration for Nickelodeon shorts, but hopefully the best little bits of it.
I mean, that's
fine. Yeah, best little bits of it will make it onto the show. Yeah. So, okay, Clem, I'm going to ask you, we're going to do an exercise here. Sit back and listen to what the kid has to say. Because apparently the kid has some insight into the inner workings of your political career.
Okay.
The kid.
Yeah.
Is it true that your middle name is Little?
Who told you that?
Roy Joy's Boy Toys. The boy toy Yeah. Extraordinaire.
We, you know,
you worked for.
That's true. We worked together. We worked together at H&M, so it makes sense. Yes, that is my name. It's not because I'm 312. It's
okay. Why is it?
Oh, well, it's because I'm 312. It is. I was lying to you. I'm very small.
and I see that. I do. Yeah, you remind me of all of the small spider monkeys that we see at the zoo, the San Diego Zoo that we go
cool.
to.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah. Well, you can piss off, mate, because that's disgusting. I'm not a monkey. I'm a human person. I swear to God. This is what you just guys going to ask me questions like this, Dad. You're going to sit there with the bum, with your finger up your bum and the
Please.
Shape of an L on your forehead.
The.
What you want?
The. Please stop, please. It is painful for many Americans at home for you to quote Smash Mouth. Please do not do that.
What you mean? That's not Smash. It's from my personal diary. Who is Smash Mouth?
You mean to tell me that you've never heard of the hit band Fort Collins Wonder Smash
Mouth? Who is
Smash?
What's a Fort Collins? I'm from the west of Texas.
If you quote Smash Mouth three more times in this show, I will be incredibly impressed. Let's move on.
Okay, fine.
Let's...
Okay, let's move on. Listen, whatever you want to say.
We have a whole list of questions and we're running out of time. Please, the kid, if you could be a little more cooperative.
All right.
Okay. The kid, when did you first come into contact with Clem Valentine?
Well, when I was about 12, he adopted me from England.
Hold on, I heard that. I was trained in the art of social work. You mean to say that you came from England.
Right.
That's very alarming to hear.
Yeah, I mean, like, England's great, but there's so much to do. There's so much to see. What's wrong with taking the back streets to Texas? What's wrong with it?
I'm sorry, there's this man in the studio who just burst into laughs. Get out of here! Get out of here! Get out of here! Can't you see you're not wanted? I'm so sorry about that, the kid.
It's okay.
Just burst into laughs.
It's okay. It's okay.
So, but yes, you're from England. Right. You did a lot on the back streets, it sounds like, of England. What are the back streets called? What's the main back street?
Do you really want to know?
No, yeah. Good call. So we're going to move on. the kid, what did Mr. Clem, Mr. Valentine, we'll refer to him that way, say to you the first time he approached you?
Well, he came up to me and he said, son. And I said, you're not my daddy. And he said, well, I could be. And I said, what you mean? And then I woke up and I was in the back of a truck. So.
What make was this truck?
What? I think it was straight, but I mean, it could have been gay. I'm not sure. Like, I didn't ask.
How many boy trucks did you place in front of it to understand if it was gay or not?
At least 11.
Okay. All right. So the kid, we have a surprise for you.
Okay.
We have 11 male trucks in front of
me
right now. We have a
Chevy. Stop it.
We have a Ford.
It's true.
Bring them out,
oh
George.
Oh my gosh,
George.
This is amazing.
There's
11 of them.
There's 11 trucks.
Man, it didn't
with
make
truck
sense
nuts
not.
Just dangling.
It didn't make sense not to live for fun. You know.
Oh. Get him out of here! Get him out of here! What's he doing here? Get him out of here! I'm sorry. He sometimes hides in the trucks. You never know where he's gonna be. I'm
yeah,
so sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
Baby.
We have the original truck that Clem picked you up in. And we are going to play the most our favorite segment of 12 minutes on CNN.
This is unfair. I don't want to play that segment, man. I've been sitting here, and I want to play.
You know, Clem, we brought you on. Hold on. I think you're starting to understand what's going on here. I think it's starting to make sense to everybody who's listening. Now, you are here to judge which of these 11 trucks kidnapped your son, the kid, because clearly it was not you.
No way, man. This is crazy. You're here to help with clearing my good name. So Bernie will write me back and we could be best friends and maybe lovers, but maybe just best friends.
I have one more announcement to make. Each of these trucks has a prominent political figure in them driving them.
That's amazing.
First one. Yeah, this is going to be really hard to pull off, but you know what? Who else would do it than Clem Valentine? And Ben Kolka. So here we go.
I have a quick question for you. Are they global or are they just American?
Great question. You know what? Let's go global because I know at least four global politicians.
Okay, that's good to know. That's really good to know for me and probably for this little guy over here. Dad, stop it. Please. I'm at least 312.
I have to say, the two of your accents are so adorable. heard in juxtaposition.
Thank you. I don't think that that's very nice, but I do have on some cute jeans. So,
have you? We'll get to the Truck Bachelor in 2 seconds. Truck Bachelor is coming. Okay.
Okay.
If we never get back to it, it'll be next episode. And if not, it'll be 3 episodes from now. And if not, maybe it's a running gag. I don't know. We'll get to Truck Bachelor. I promise you. Truck Bachelor is coming. Okay, everybody.
Okay.
But we're gonna talk about this for 2 seconds.
Okay.
We didn't end the clip. It cut off before you and the kid got to a duet that you sang together. Do you remember the song?
I so remember the song too much.
Too much, you say. I know some indie songs called Too Much, but it's probably not a hit single. What hit single was it?
It was a part of the High School Musical soundtrack.
Why does that speak to you, the kid?
Well, I think that because, you know, Zac Efron is one of the most beautiful people I've ever seen. And, like,
because he's so symmetrical.
Baby, look at him. But anyways, I think it's just, like, breaking free. You know, it's just, like, they were in it, you know, and they didn't care, you know?
Right, and if they worked so hard, that they were, you know, they were soaring. They had sores all over their feet.
Right. Yeah.
They were flying. Yeah. Flies all over their sores.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like, yeah, if you want to take it literally.
Well, that's what it was, correct?
I mean, yeah, we did interpretive dance to it as well with props, but, I mean, that's neither here nor there.
And so, but you two, since that duet, I've never quite regained your camaraderie that you
that's
once
true.
Had when Clem saved you from all these truck
yeah,
bachelors.
Yeah, that's true.
So before we dive into it, in case there's something else you'd rather talk about,
okay.
The kid, yeah. You have the spotlight on national television, on national American television. What is something you would like to tell us?
All right. Can I say this without being judged?
We do have that laughing guy in the studio. I cannot speak for him, but for the rest of CNN, I will say
okay.
Yes.
I'm going to say it really fast, okay? So you have to look for it.
Okay, we're all listening.
Rihanna is better than Beyonce in every way, shape, or form. There, I said it.
Get out! Get him out of here! Get him out of here! How did he get in here? I don't understand. He did not mean that. He's the guy who laughs at everything. I promise. No! I got a question for the kid.
What you want to say to me?
Have you listened to Jay-Z's and Beyonce's new collaborative album?
Oh, well, bloody hell! End scene. I'm so sorry, America. Beyonce is the queen, and she has always been the queen. Ben, I couldn't hold it in anymore. I didn't mean it.
You know what? It was right of you, Reed, to break it right when we did. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Off the Top. Everything is made up. We have not planned any of this beforehand. I am your host, Ben Kolka, and with me is my co-host. Silence. That's right. Here I am today.
Ashante. My name is Reed, and I like you.
Hey, Reed. Hey. How's it going, man?
Hey.
That was the longest sketch we've ever... I could have gone on for
you
a
know, that
bit,
was
I mean.
Almost as long as Drake's new album, am I right?
Hello! Yeah, man, wow. So, Drake's on the downward spiral. Okay, listen, hold on, everybody. I know off the top, you are not here to hear, you know, personal anecdotes. You don't care about my life. You might care about Reed's life. Have you seen him? Have you seen his pictures? It's a good-looking kid. Oh. But you don't care about Ben Kolka. you know. But I'll tell you something that you might find interesting. I work at an office here in Fort Collins, Colorado. And we all sat down to have drinks from 3 to 5 today before the office closed down in celebration of the 4th of July. And I got onto the topic of music and the music scene today versus all of my older coworkers. We talked about the music scene of the 1970s, and I brought up let me pose this question to you to start reading.
Okay.
Who would you say is the most there's gonna be a few factors here, most influential artist,
yeah,
as well as the most influential, game-changing, prominent, like anybody who is truly dominating the scene in any one way, shape, or form,
yeah,
who is it today?
Probably Nickelback or Smash Mouth. I can't pick.
That's exactly who I said. And in fact, I don't know if you know this, but there is a super group between Nickelback and Smash Mouth.
Yeah, the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah, the Dixie Chicks. Yeah, the Dixie Chicks.
Shania Twain sometimes performs with them.
Shania Twain, also known as whatever.
Shania Twain was created when Smash Mouth and Nickelback played their first harmony key together, and then she just born.
They played a key that had never existed before. Do you remember that?
Yeah, dude, it was the key of Glorp.
How old were you? How old were you when the world heard the key of Glorp?
I was negative two.
Wow, that's a pivotal age.
Yeah,
man.
It's just a lot of there's a lot of pre puberty.
People call it anti adolescence. I mean, that's pretty.
Yeah, dude. It was a lot, man. But hey,
part of me wants to.
Let's go back to Drake. Let's go back to Drake's new album real quick.
Okay,
so
all right.
You know, one of my craziest things about Drake's new album was that there was a song on there that seemed like just a total ripoff of a recent Kanye song. And it went...
Oh, which
it was,
one? I haven't listened to the
It was Jigglypuff. It went, Jigglypuff, puff, jiggly, Jigglypuff. And I was just like, that sounds familiar, Drake. Or should I say Aubrey?
And I went back. And sure enough, Kanye has sampled this song 1,000 times. He sampled it originally.
It was crazy. And then the next track was a 40-minute conversation that Drake had with himself as if he was talking to Pusha T.
Yeah, that didn't happen. We all know that
you, Drake, doing the same Pusha T voice.
Side note, serious note?
Yeah.
God, what's that song called where he breaks it down? Now for what? Nice for what? Nice for what? That song is fire. I didn't like Drake. I know this is people say this is the worst album that Drake has put out ever.
Definitely an album that exists, and I think I think it's a little bit better than the last album.
Care to expand on it's an album that exists?
Yeah. So basically what happened in the beginning of time is Nickelback and Smash Mouth came together and performed in a key of Glorp, and Shania Twain was born. And so every musical artist has been evolved from Shania, from her bosom, from her being, from her aura, right? And so Drake...
Yeah, because all music begins in Shania Twain's bosom. I remember. Yeah, I also went to college.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry. I don't mean to be so intellectual, but sometimes, like, you just are who you are, you know?
Yeah, well, sometimes you just want to talk about how much you know about Shania Twain, and I'm sick of it. I mean, we have a podcast now. All you want to do... You got something to say about Shania? Is it about Shania?
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry that Miss Twain is such an integral part of my life. All right? Do you even know what integral means? Because I don't.
Just because you call... Just because you said in
integral.
Say it again. Yeah, just because you said that doesn't mean... And Miss Twain doesn't mean you know her more than I do.
It 100% does, boy. Do you even know her first name?
What's her first
Shania.
Name?
Shania. Shania.
Okay, you guessed. That was a lucky guess.
Okay, maybe it was, and maybe it weren't. So you can shut your face. If you come at Miss Twain again, I'll do it, Ben. I swear to God, I'm going to light your shorts on fire.
We've been talking about this for years, and that's what's going to push you over the edge?
Yeah, it's everything to me. She is my mother, in a sense.
You know that my grandpa gave me these shorts.
Okay, your grandpa doesn't even know the difference between tweed and burlap, so that's doubtful.
It's made of twain, Reed!
Oh,
it's made of
who's
twain!
Who's talking about twain now, Mr. I don't like music?
You know music gives me ulcers. I'm done with this. Reed, everybody go ahead and tweet at Reed Burvick to tell us who you think should... Who should wear twain pants? Well, next one of us will wear twain pants in the next episode. It'll be great because it's an
audio format.
You know
who my favorite rapper is? Lil Twain, all right? God.
Lil Twain? I'm not familiar. What's his hit song?
It's called A Twilly.
Where he talks about the number a twillion?
Yeah. You have heard it?
I didn't know that was Will Twain. I just turned it on and it was on the radio.
Yeah. You know another really good singer is T-Twain.
T-Twain? Oh, he's related.
Yeah, he does Twato Tune.
Twato Tune?
Yeah, it's a... Have you heard...
He talks about twipping on dwugs twipping. All the time.
I'm a twy you a twink.
Yo, can you lay down and read? I know... All right. Everybody... Only because you're exclusive listeners to Off the Top, I'm gonna let you know a little secret. Lil Reed, or Reed Berbig, but he goes by Lil Reed.
I prefer Young Reed now. I've had a rebranding.
Oh, okay. Well, Young Reed, he has worked exclusively with. I can't even remember Lil
Twain.
Lil Twain. A twilly. I think I got it after everybody else did.
So I have worked with T-Twain and Lil Twain and different types of those artists. Anyways, go on with what you're saying. I'm Young Reed.
I was just going to talk about how Young Reed has many, many raps and freestyles using the word Twain.
Yep.
You're like, yep, Ben. Wow, Ben, you're really good at setting me up for difficult prompts. But goddamn, are you Twain?
Let me dive in. Can I dive in?
Yeah, please explain to us.
So this is a spoken word. This is a spoken word rap.
Oh, those are the best kind of raps without beats.
Books, Mark Twain. Blood in the vein. Plain Jane.
Oh.
Lois Lane, Thomas Paine, water, rains.
Yes.
No chains.
Woo.
Wade as in Dwayne. I got grain, Maine.
This is actually not bad.
Airplane calling me Shirley. Going to the rain, mint chocolate chip, tobacco dip. Choo choo Twain.
Oh my god.
Fire like a flame. Old man Kane. Bill Murray game. Jack in the box. Cock a doodle doo.
He's in the cave like a
fox.
Oh.
Nike shocks.
You just wait.
Bounce high like Goldilocks with the porridge. Man. Grommet like the dog Wallace Horace. Like Hodor from the Game of Thrones. Hold the door. You lame, you hoe. Bruce Wayne. Batman cape. No shame. Okay. Cardi B. Okay.
I call that politics in Saudi Arabia. Like... Just my take on kind of like Middle Eastern stuff.
Reed, you're pretty good at improv.
What do you mean, man? That was from the heart, dog. That was from the heart.
The H-O-A-R-T.
So, I've been having some thoughts lately.
Lay them on me, Reed. You know that's what this podcast is for, is for you to vent about what's going on in your life.
Do you think that Chris Brown plays Fortnite?
Oh my god. I am terrified to see where this goes, but maybe.
I think he'd be really good at Fortnite. You know, because he's really good at things like singing and dancing and like being really bad to women.
There's a lot of
he could be good at Fortnite.
Every time I get on Fortnite, I am thinking to myself, man, if only I was better at hitting women, I sure would win at this game.
Man, when I hop on Fortnite, I always think, man, I wonder what Breezy's up to.
Every time I'm on Fortnite, I'm like, wow, Lil Dicky really ruined his career by siding with this guy.
I always think, man, I really need a new Double Mint commercial from one of the worst artists in the whole world.
I'm always like, man, a color is really your signature name? Are you serious? Like, we all...
I often wonder, man, what can Brown do for me when I'm hopping up on that good monster killing game? That's what I'm assuming Fortnite's about, killing monsters.
I feel like on the App Store or the podcast, I don't even know how it's listed on iTunes or anything like that, but we're a comedy podcast.
Yeah.
If we had a secondary like subject, we would definitely be like a rap music podcast.
We would do that. We would 100% do that.
So just to fit that niche audience, there's about 15 audience members, I think, at this
16.
Point.
16. I got my dog to listen.
Yo! All right, yo. It's going out to Sparky. Sparky, let's go ahead. Go ahead and hit up those hashtags. We got hashtag Reed Burvick, hashtag off the top. Go ahead and at Reed Burvick, go ahead and subtweet him. Let him know what your favorite Chris Brown song is, and we'll talk about it here on Off the Top.
Is there a Chris Brown... Is there a Chris Brown song called like is there like a dog pun Chris Brown song? Like rough days or yeah. Barking up the wrong tree?
Yeah, both those songs exist, yeah.
You know that 2009 classic, Barking Up the Wrong Tree.
How can I forget, man? It was the ninth grade. Everyone was listening to God, who was big in the ninth grade?
Akon.
Chris Brown. Oh.
Akon used to be in every single song.
So there, it's got a call from somebody.
Yeah, Akon was in every single song in 2009.
Yeah. You remember when he was in that Shania Twain Smash Mouth crossover song?
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, I showed it to my parents and their heads exploded, and that's why I'm an orphan.
Yeah, bro. I'm an orphan because I left.
That's really cool of you, dude.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, like really modern James Dean, kind of like rebel without a cause, kind of like doing my own Twain. You know what I mean?
Yeah, doing your own Twain.
Yeah, man. And I just said...
Man, I feel you. No Twain, no gain.
No Twain, no gain. No Twain, no gain. That's what I'm talking about. Let's jump into, Ben, one of my favorite games I just made up.
Oh, Jesus.
It's called Word Sneak with Chris Brown Songs. And it's where you hop on to Google and you type in list of Chris Brown songs.
Yeah.
And so we have the same Google page up.
Right, of course. The thing about Google is sometimes – you ever have this? Sometimes your mouse works and sometimes it doesn't. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and then you try to feed it cheese. And then you realize it's not a real mouse. It's a technological instrument.
Yeah, you give a mouse some cheese, it's going to want your Facebook password too.
A mouse to cheese and you feed it for a day. Feed mouse to cheese and you created a monster.
No cheese, no Twain, what I always say.
The early cheese gets the Twain.
And you know, all I can say to that is hashtag Westside Bernie.
Westside
you know?
Bernie. All right, so Lord Google list of Chris Brown songs.
I hear you. I do. I hear you. Holy shit, you gotta give me two. All right, yeah, there we go. Yep, I also have some... Chris Brown songs in front of me.
You know, I know we've joked around a lot about Chris Brown's allegations. And I don't
Yeah.
And I like him as an artist. I still play his songs at a killer dance party. But like I don't want to make it seem like I'm loyal to Chris Brown. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I feel you. And it's like these allegations, they're coming on so quickly. I can't keep up
no
with the
way,
tempo.
Man. Like, no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. Like, it's so fast. It's like you're taking pills in automobiles and you're just going.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Hey, yo, have you ever thought about the fact that 6:48 right now, 5 more hours from now, it's going to be 11:48?
And you're like, yo, bro, look at me now.
I'm trying to get some ladies, little kiss cares, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
no air, no room for that.
No room for that. And I'm like, ladies, I hope you do. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Yeah, well, you remember when Chris Brown you remember when Chris Brown started his own crematorium?
Yeah, dude, I do. Just crazy, like the opening ceremony, he stabbed himself in the chest and he says, "I don't die."
And he didn't die.
That was crazy. And then he respectfully
he didn't die.
He said, like, I would like my privacy forever. And I'm like, no.
And he did. We're like, no, don't tend to your wounds in private.
Yo, no, we got questions
about this stab wound. Yeah.
I want to know more.
Give me a little more than that.
I want to know more.
You're right there. Reed, we're on the same
page.
Don't
judge me, Chris. I know you got this new flame. I know that you're trying to parade around like you'll find China.
Oh.
But, like, you can't.
Yeah, where's she? Yeah.
You can't do that.
Well, because where's your new flame from?
Fine. Fine, I'll tell you. She's from China.
I knew it. I knew it.
Like, fine. Run it up. Run it up, all right? I had to say goodbye anyways.
Well, I mean, okay, listen, Reed, I'm going to be honest. The last time I talked to your new flame,
mm-hmm.
I sat there and I asked her, hey, so we're waiting for Reed to get off work. You know, we were going to hang out, you, me, and your new flame. What's her name?
My new flame's name?
Yeah, your new flame's name.
It's Dame. My new flame's name is Dame.
Okay. Well, so I was like, Dame, hey, we're waiting for Reed to get off work. Let's go get some food. How does Burger King sound? And she's like, no speak English. And I'm like, no, you Burger King. And she's like, no. And I'm like, Burger King. Would you want to go to Burger King? No. And I was trying to get her to say yeah three times. Like, all I needed was a yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And it's like, and then what did she say?
She said, to my bed.
Oh, deuces, Ben. Because you don't want somebody who doesn't like Burger King back to sleep for you.
No, listen, Reed, I wanted to tell you about this on the air because I'm scared to tell you in person. Mm-hmm. I need a little more audiences mm-hmm. around. I'm sorry. I know she made a pass on me, dude.
No.
It's beautiful people problems.
Don't give me that.
No, it's Reed, I would never try and take you down. I think that you deserve Dame. I think she's a wonderful lady.
You know,
Reed, you've been married three times, okay?
Sometimes you think that all that glitters is gold. And it's just not.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what my favorite part about – my almost favorite part about this podcast so far is that we're about to play a game show on our first little bit. We talked about political leaders and cars, and I was, like, ready to drop an Angela Merkel impression. Like, you don't even –
Oh, really? I was about to bring up Angela Merkel.
That's, like, one of the only other ones that we Americans know because Trump had a weird stare down with her.
Dude, she's a hero. I honestly believe that. We're gonna turn off conservative listeners by saying that, but
I she wears blue pantsuits, which I like. Like I'm I'm really pro blue pantsuit.
Yeah, like I don't know what her political stances are. I just seen her wear blue pantsuits, and I'm like,
yes queen. No, that's what I'm saying too, man. Like. Oh, it's time for a German woman to be the president of America. And I've been saying that for years.
You've always said that. You've always said that.
I was like, oh, okay, if we need to have some schnitzel, we need to, you know, get a little crazy and kind of think this over. You can't be mad at a German when they're talking like that. It's impossible.
No, you're only mad at a German when they get, you know, excited about something. Which, you know, Angela Merkel doesn't do. She's pretty low key.
She's the lowest of keys. She's like a D minor.
She speaks in the key of Glorp. I don't know if you know that about her.
Did you know that she and Shania Twain started the Illuminati in 1992?
No, I didn't know that. Tell me about it.
So they're in Cabo, you know, having some margs, having some pinas, having a little bit of colada. Okay. And they were like, look, Nickelback and Smash Mouth created you, Shania. This is Angela talking. And they said, look,
look at this photograph. And Angela pulls it out. And this is a picture of her. And it's a picture of Shania. And then they said, let's just do the thing, man. Like, let's start the Illuminati. Yeah. And let's rule the world. And soon after that, they called up Beyonce and Jay-Z. Then they called the Obamas. Then they called Kanye because they thought it was John Legend.
Elon Musk was there. Oh, I bet Elon Musk was there.
Yeah, he talked a lot.
Let me side note, while we haven't gotten on the topic of Elon Musk ever in this podcast, I want to say there's a lot of rich people out there who I think are doing a bad thing for the world. Like, I really don't think they're helping out humanity.
Right.
Elon Musk is not one of those
people.
Elon Musk is he's the coolest rich dude who's ever existed.
I am not ashamed to say that we are a pro Elon Musk podcast.
You know what? Off the top, subtitle, pro Elon Musk.
We are a pro Tesla podcast for sure.
That's right. Elon Musk, if you're listening, we are pro Tesla. We love Teslas. We will drive Teslas. Send us Teslas.
I would love two of those sweet, sweet electric mobiles. Okay?
Yeah.
One as a paperweight and one as my personal
and one
vehicle.
And off the top, there's people don't know this because the podcast market is totally not saturated. It's a lot of paperwork to get into it.
It's a lot of paperwork. Like, yeah, you have to write a letter to Mr. Jobs to okay the podcast, and he's dead. So that's a lot of bureaucracy, red tape stuff right there.
Yeah.
It takes minutes to get a response from behind the grave.
And in this day and age, you don't have that kind of time.
I don't have time to do it, man.
So Reed comes to me and he's like, yo, here's my impression of Reed, of Sorvik. Yo, what's up, Ben, baby? Yo, what's going on, bro? Yeah, I got this idea. You're one of the sexiest white people I know. And I'm like, thanks, Reed. That means a lot coming from a fellow white person.
Why? And, why do I sound like I'm a smooth jazz DJ on the radio?
Because that's what I want you to be in my heart.
I love it.
Anyways, I was like, Reed, I'll be a podcast DJ with you. Is that what they're called, podcast DJs?
Yeah, we'll go with it.
Yeah, and he's like, yo, man, the only problem is, I came to you because you, you know, and he looks both ways if we're talking to me. He's like, you're so Jewish. I'm like, my name is Benjamin. He's like, exactly, yeah. He's so Jewish, and I got all this paperwork, and I was wondering, is there something you could do about this? And I'm like, yeah, I have this Tesla, so good for holding down papers. Yo, man, that's so good. Yeah, let's do that. You think you got it? You think you got the Tesla ready with you right now? I'm like, yeah, I guess off the top of my head, I do. And he's like, off the top, I like that. And here we are.
That is such an accurate depiction.
Of what happened.
I cannot even tell you how
I pride myself in not leaving out the details.
I do know you,
Reed. What's the most embarrassing secret I've ever told you throughout our friendship? Wait, Reed. Side note for anybody listening: how long have we known each other?
Since 2002. Just kidding. 2014.
Is that right? 2000. Yeah. 2014. So Reed and I are longtime friends.
Been friends. I mean, shoot, dude. With how millennials burn through friends these days.
You're telling me.
It's like we've known each other.
You're the only friend I know who's not on Facebook. The only friend I haven't met through Facebook. Excuse me.
Wow. I am honored. True.
Yeah, well, I don't know what most of my friends look like. In fact, in my mind, all my friends look like you, Reed Burbix.
Oh, that's so cute. Well, funny for you is I've cloned myself at least 100,000 times.
Wait, are you Shadow, the girl I'm seeing right now? I haven't met her outside of Facebook.
Yeah, it was me talking. It was me the whole time. My real name is Genevieve, but I was just afraid.
I thought, oh, man, Shadow did sound too good to be true. That didn't sound like a real
name. Man, she was like a shadow on the wall.
Oh, God, you're so poetic. That's what I liked about Shadow.
I know, Sugar Bear.
That was my name. Ugh! This is too deep.
I know. It's a deep cut. Just like some of those Cutco knives. How many do you want to buy?
I swear to God, this conversation sounds like we're playing around at the Kentucky Derby. We're just like literally every other word is just like, Reed. It's time we go down south.
You know what? I just wish your nephew was alive.
That's not even a horse.
I'm putting all my money on nephew was alive this year.
I tell you what, nephew was alive. Hey, Bernie, you're back. Bernie's back from beyond the grave.
And here we are. Thank you, everyone, for our commercial break. We have 10 minutes left in our 12-minute slot. Let's see if Clint Valentine wants to roll with it.
Yeah, let's roll with it. I would love to play a game of Global Leaders Bachelor. Truck Bachelor. That's a very good and better name.
Everyone, let's say our catchphrase for Tuck Bachelor. Ready, the whole audience together. Fill
her heart!
All right. So if you remember, the rules of Truck Bachelor. I'm going to have to listen to this again because Truck Bachelor is such a good podcast title.
Alrighty, who's ready to get sent up a river? Survey says.
All right, first we have a burgundy red Ford Chevy. Okay. That's right. I didn't stutter.
Okay.
Inside that Ford Chevy, we have a singular politician. We're going to introduce all these windows and so we don't know who's coming out of the Truck Bachelor.
Okay.
And here we have at this burgundy red Ford Chevy. Oh my God, it's Senator Ted Cruz.
We're jumping in. Okay.
Reed, I like the way you said okay 1,000 times. I get the feeling you like to hear yourself talk, though.
I just want to hear anybody but Teddy Cruz talk, so I'm just kind of trying to fill space, if you know what I mean.
Are you feeling uncomfortable because Teddy Cruz, me, I'm wearing a teddy right now?
I'm confused as to why you're touching your own butt, Teddy Cruz.
You don't like it?
No, I don't like it.
All right, Reed. So we have a few questions for you. This is Patricia, whatever my last name was, and we are going to ask you about Ted here and his Ford Chevy Burgundy.
Hi. Okay.
How are you feeling about Ted?
I'm literally peeing my pants right now. So feeling pretty good.
All right, and so we have our judges judging your pee. We got let's see them right now. Simon says that is a 6.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Yep. Adam Levine right over there says that that is a 6.
Okay, thank you, Adam. Big fan of your work.
And
with
Randy Randy Jackson, he's asking for the mic actually. Let me give it to him real fast. Yo, dog, I love the way that you pee your pants. I think it's really got to show some courage. I think really it's taking a lot for you to get out there and pee your pants in front of 11 truck bachelors as well as 11 American and non-American politicians. But, yo, dog, I got to be honest with you. I got to know what the industry's wanting right now. I got to give you a solid 4 right now. It's a 4. I've seen some better pee pants in my days. I've had a lot of days. Most of those days have included some pee pants. And you know what I'm saying, dog?
Okay, I respect that you treat me bad, but it's in a really positive way.
Thank you. Yeah. Also, I gotta say, dog, it's no disrespect, dog. I gotta say, you an ugly mother effer. I gotta say that I don't like the way that your plaid matches.
Okay, this sounds a little bit personal at this point, Randy.
No, dog. I'm judging the way that you pee your pants. That's all it is, dog. I gotta say that I don't think. I don't think that your name is Clem. I gotta say, it looks like that your name is Buck Wild McTeeth. Is what your name looks like. I'm just saying, dog. Mad respect for you peeing your pants in front of these people. I gotta say, a little bit weird you peeing your pants in front of these people. A little bit weird. Just saying, dog. Mad respect.
Randy,
a little bit weird.
Randy, I hate you.
Yo, dog, I gotta say, mad respect for you.
Randy,
me,
go away. Stop it, Randy. You don't even have a job anymore. Stop talking.
I gotta say, 4 out of 10. All right, Randy.
Sorry, it had to be done. Somebody had to take him out of his misery. Don't worry. It's a small velociraptor tranquilizer, and he'll wake up in 10 to 12 years.
That's a That's an AK-47.
I don't think you understand gun control like I do. So.
Oh my god! This just in: where it looks like Clem Valentine has just shot producer, American Idol judge. What in the world is Randy Jackson famous for? Dead here in the studio.
Gotta go. Skirt.
There goes Clem Valentine. He's racing out of the studio. He's going down the streets. He makes it 30 miles listening to something by Lil Twain. He ends up at a bar. He sits down. He thinks he's made it far enough, but he knows he's gonna get caught by the police. The police are hot in his tails. Police love Randy Jackson. Ironically, it's ironic, but they love Randy Jackson. And so, anyways, he's sitting there at the bar when a familiar figure sits up next to him and says, I'll take my regular. And the bartender says, sure thing. And then Clint Valentine notices this person.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
I know you. You're Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel. What are you doing bartending this bar?
Well, Germany did not need me anymore.
Are you also part Mexican?
I am not known for my accents. I am known for my politics. Thank you. Thank you.
Gracias. Thank you, Angela Merkel. I appreciate you. Why are you taking handcuffs out of your box? Why are you tasing me? Why am I peeing again? Why is Randy Jackson still alive behind you judging my pee?
Yo, dog, I gotta be honest. I think it's real cool that you show up to this bar with Angela Merkel. I think that's real ballsy of you, dog. I think it's real cool.
Randy, dog. I shot you in the chest.
Yo, dog, I gotta be honest. I fake my own death on national television. I think that's really cool.
Why is Paula Abdul coming out of nowhere? Oh my gosh, I love everything you did with the shooting and the peeing. It's so
Yo, Paula,
beautiful.
Gotta be honest with you, Paula. I think it's real cool that you have no talent. I think it's real cool that you didn't really do anything in America.
What are you talking about,
you, dog.
Randy, darling? I am not drunk. What do you mean you can see four of me?
Randy, Paula, I think it is astounding that the two of you are sitting here on this panel with me. I think that Reed Berbick peeing his pants has shown... Oh, sorry, Clem Valentine peeing his pants has shown absolutely no talent. I think he is a disgrace to America. I think that, Randy, it sounds like you're recycling the same verbiage over and over and over, just setting it for a template for whoever has come on to perform for us last. Reed, the pee I'm seeing in your pants are easily some of the worst pee I've ever seen.
Who?
I've seen a lot of pee.
Okay.
What? You got a question?
Yeah. Can I make a confession?
Yes.
This isn't pee. This is this radioactive material. Rips off his face. It is me, Shania Twain, Queen of the Illuminati, here to sing a new ballad. Man, I feel like a twoman.
Get out of here. Get out of here, guy who laughs. Get out of here. This is a burger diner full of radioactive material. Get out of here. We don't want you
But
here.
We do want your chicken nuggets. Hey-o, more like twicken nuggets. I'm a witch.
And scene. Hey, Reed, how do you feel about our first long-form comedy sketch?
I literally peed my pants because I went total method actor. I'm like Daniel Day-Lewis.
That's why I work with you.
Yeah.
I've been working with anybody who does less art.
Yeah. If I could spell urethra in urine, I would spell it with my urine on my floor. I don't know, man. I just a lot. We're just a lot today.
All right. So we got a minute left here on this episode of Off the Top. It's been a ride.
It's been definitely a ride.
I'm going to be honest. When we started this podcast, I didn't think that we'd have 16 listeners an episode.
I didn't think that we were going to talk about Chris Brown for 11 minutes.
I did. That I did. I did.
That was a prereq, Reed, and you know that.
Yeah, that was part of my contract.
Part of the letter to Stevie Jobs. I understand. Well, Ben.
Yeah.
I think it's time for us to sign off.
Yeah. In fact, next episode, listeners, you can tune in as I fire Reed and hire Chris Brown as my podcast co-host.
That is going to sell clickbait.
Reed, how we get this podcast off the ground is I hire Chris Brown as my co-host, and then you come back on and angrily shoot him, and then people debate for hours and hours and hours over Facebook and Reddit whether the death of a rapper is
coming. Oof. Or...
Is that too dark a joke? Too dark a joke. Sorry.
Or we get on the news for peeing our pants inside of a Walmart, and then we are in Coachella.
Yeah, let's just move back to humor like that.
Cool.
Sweet. Well,
I am Reed. I'm Reed. That is who I am.
And I have played a multitude of characters this show. Reed, let's take 2 more minutes and let's just talk about let's do our state of the podcast address. You know?
Yeah, definitely. That's something I've heard of before. Would love to participate in that again, like we've done before.
All my podcasts listen to like 10 or so.
Why don't you start us off?
Yeah. So, people of the Off the Top Nation, one half of the leadership of this podcast, I think we've come a long way. I think this is episode 7. Is that right?
Yeah. Make sure you inflect so you can get the question mark that you wrote down for this address.
Yeah, this note, I'm reading a teleprompter.
7?
... question mark.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I really think, you know, I'm not going to lie. I have these, I'm just going to get personal with anybody who cares to listen, but I have these modes where I like dip in and out of, you know, I don't know what it is, performance eras. Does that make sense? And I feel like I'm back in it right now, which is a good feeling. But it's also nice to hear all of these different episodes and how they've changed from time to time.
Mm.
I think that we're in a good spot. Reed and I are planning on really upping the ante on this podcast. Because Reed, I don't know if you guys know this, pretty talented improviser.
Stop.
Everybody acts like Reed's not here right now. I sure am. Yeah, no, I think that we're making good headway. I'm serious when I say I know it's a small number, but 16 podcast listeners. Do you hate that? I'm gonna do this on the air because I want to value, like, you know, honesty to our audience, even if it's 16 people.
Mm.
I don't know if you agree with this, Reed. We haven't talked about this because off the top, we don't plan anything.
We don't plan it.
It's true. And we got 16 listeners. We got 16-ish listeners. It's growing every week. We get like 2 more a week. I don't know who's picking this up? Where in the world are people hearing this from? We haven't started advertising this.
There's,
you know,
one family in Denmark who is just loving us.
I say that we're not planning anything. We've never once planned something here. I want to make that a point. But maybe we talk about that family next episode.
Cool. The Heinrichsons. I look forward to it.
The Heinrichsons, they're good people.
Yeah. They're murderers, but other than that.
But that's my state of the podcast address. I think it's going to get better and then get higher quality.
Yep, here's my state of the podcast address, and then we'll sign out.
All right.
If I was a noodle, I would be Alfredo.
You've always said that.
I've always said that, and I've lived my life by that.
Yeah, that's... You're going to make me cry, Reed.
I know. If I were a type... of ice cream, I would be gelato.
Why?
Well, then, it all goes back to when I lived on a farm in the middle of Toledo, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
That's all she wrote here on Off the Top. I'm Reed Novick.
Okay, and I am Ben Kolga, and it's been a pleasure entertaining you 16 folks tonight. And hopefully in the future, many hundreds more to come.
Dozens, even.
Yeah, some might. I hope for dozens, not hundreds.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye.
Bye.